This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some optical illusions? Surprisingly, it may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Nisa Lampart with Munson Optical. How are you doing today, Nisa?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you, Liz?
Great. We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about it.
So I am the owner of Munson Optical. It's an independent dispensary, which is the place that you get the eyeglasses. I do have a doctor that comes in one day a week, but I am here the rest of the week and I can fill any kind of current eyeglass prescription. I'm a licensed optician, which in the state of Massachusetts is a licensed trade. And I've been doing this, I purchased Munson Optical from the previous owner about 7 years ago almost. And I've been doing this kind of work for the better part of 30 years, actually.
How did you get into the business?
Well, like a lot of people in a lot of jobs, it was kind of on accident. And my mom at the time was doing this kind of work in another state, because I'm actually from the West Coast. And the person that she worked with went to lunch one day and did not come back. And so the owner hired me to take over that position, which was doing a lot of cutting of lenses. So I did mostly fabrication as opposed to fitting glasses. That was somebody else's job. That was the optician's job. And I just did the manufacturing part. And so my beginnings in this field are much more in the lab part. I do currently actually have the equipment to do some of the cutting work here also. This setup here in my shop is very similar to the place that I started, but that is how it started. I needed a job and I got a job, and it's a pretty fun field in that it is medical, but it's also fashion, and there are constantly new innovations coming down the pipeline every year. Every season there's new stuff to look at. Every year or two, the lens manufacturers have something new to show you and tell you, and it's pretty cool.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Well, I go hiking a lot, walking, hiking, not a lot of steep hill up climbing. I don't like that kind as much. I do a lot of hiking in the woods near my house. I like to do a lot of crafty things, although I haven't had a lot of time for that lately. I am the parent of a teenager, which means I spend a lot of time being a taxi driver. So those are the main things right now. When I can get away, I do like to go someplace and see something new and different, and that can change depending on what's on tap and who's piqued my interest.
Let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
Well, the obvious answer is that when I purchased the business, I was also dealing with a brand new cancer diagnosis. So that was a little bit challenging in that I didn't really know what kind of outcomes to expect for anything, but I thought that I would just blast my way through it and hope for the best and do everything I could to make it go well. And it has gone well. So that is kind of a big obvious thing in my life that was a challenge. On the day-to-day things, I think lots of people wonder if, you know, this is exactly the right thing all the time. People are gonna believe in you the way you believe in you, you know? So that's always a challenge.
What are the myths and misconceptions in the optical industry?
That it's just plastic. A lot of people come in and they say, well, you know, why does it cost this much? It's just a piece of plastic. And it's not a piece of plastic. There's so much that goes into the lens technology and the frame making. I did take a frame making class last year, and it was pretty fascinating. And the amount of steps that go into design and manufacture are plentiful. I'm not sure the exact number, but our class was broken down into about 50 steps, and it's still not exactly a wearable frame, although you could put lenses in it. Sometimes you ended up with good wearable frames out of the class, but I did not.
What is one thing you wish our listeners knew about Munson Optical?
That I can take a prescription from anywhere as long as it's current, and that I really enjoy trying to find that magical frame for a person. And that is the most fun for me when lightning strikes and you manage to just find the right thing. I do carry a lot of independent lines, and I try to have things that you won't find in other places. And I think I counted once about 13 different independent lines that are not licensed brands and corporate chain style frames. So I do really enjoy that part.
How can our listeners learn more about Munson Optical?
Probably the best thing would be to come in and take a look around. Although Mondays are the doctor day, and that is a little bit of a busier day, and I won't be quite as free to answer nearly as many questions on a Monday. But certainly any other time of week, I do really enjoy chatting with people. So that's probably your best bet.
Is there a phone number you'd like to share?
The phone number to the office here is 413-267-4200.
Great. Well, Nisa, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.